tell stories. Many magicians feel they must do tricks every minute of their children's show. The truth is, children love variety entertainment. Magicians make great storytellers. I use puppetry, ventriloquism, and interactive stories to increase my entertainment value to children. Even the most limited magician can learn to work a puppet. In addition, it's totally possible to learn to be a vent. However, I didn't want to learn to be a vent, so I went around the corner. I write a script for me and the puppet, I memorize the script, and I then record a tape of the puppet's lines and the appropriate time for me to say my lines. It works great. I've used puppetry and recorded scripts for years. I've often been told that I was the best vent the teachers had ever seen. They absolutely could not see my lips moving. Well, it's because they weren't. Don't be afraid to use these other talents and skills. The children will love them. The children especially love interactive stories. I bring up two children to play the parts of two main characters in the story. Each child is given one line to say whenever I touch their shoulder or give them a signal. The audience may also play the part of a sound effects or say a line as well. This storytelling technique has proved to be very entertaining. During a math program, I wrote a story called The King and the Jester as the main characters. The boy was dressed in a king's crown and the girl wore a jester's hat. Each time I said, "The King," the boy would say, "I'm the King." You will be astonished how funny this can be. When I said, "The Jester," the girl would say, "I'm silly." The only trick I used during the story was a dove pan filled with rice. However, when I surveyed the children after the show for their favorite trick, the story of the King and the Jester was always among the top. Stories and puppetry can be powerful additions to your children's show. Give it a try.